Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The wife of the Green Isle man accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses is filing for divorce. Jenny Belter submitted the petition last week in Sibley County District Court seeking to end her marriage to Vance Belter. He's facing state and federal charges for the assassinations of House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Belter's next federal court appearance is November 12. Thousands of University of Minnesota workers are picketing at all five main campuses after rejecting the U's last, best, and final offer. Teamsters negotiator Jackson Kerr says they're winning the strike, and it's becoming clear how important their work is to the U of M and their impact on the community.
We're getting reports that students are not receiving their meals. Trash is piling up. We want to be very clear. We want to come back to work on the terms that we're providing.
The Farm Aid 40 concert at the University of Minnesota next weekend could be impacted by the strike. Crews scheduled to begin building the stage today at Huntington Bank Stadium are refusing to cross the picket lines. Officials say they are deeply concerned that the strike jeopardizes their ability to hold Farm Aid 40 as planned, but primarily puts these workers in a place of hardship. A bill passed by the U.S. Senate will award three congressional gold medals to the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team. Senator Amy Klobuchar says that group of college players upset the Soviets at a time of major global conflict.
And it wasn't just about athletes, as much as we love that there were 12 from Minnesota and her Brooks, but it was also just about the fact that our country was united about something that's a really good thing to think about right now.
Klobuchar says she's certain that President Trump will sign the bill after one final vote in the House. The Burnsville Pride Festival was dropped from the city budget, but a local nonprofit is keeping it going this year. Board President Allison Cromie says everyone's invited tomorrow to Nicollet Commons Park.
Our goal is to get out that message of inclusivity and to really just have an awesome time and show people that the community around us is very inviting, despite what it might feel.
Cromie says there will be an MC, several speakers, entertainment, and live music. And the Minnesota Lynx closed out the regular season with a 72-53 win over the Golden State Valkyries at Target Center. Natisha Heidemann led Minnesota with 21 points, Nafisia Collier scored 19, and Jessica Shepard added 11. The top-seeded Lynx will play the number 8 Valkyries in the first round of the WNBA playoffs. Game 1 of the best-of-3 series is Sunday in Minneapolis. This is MNN.